Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dead End Street by Sheila Conley, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. The wind scoured my face as I walked briskly from Suburban Station across City Hall Plaza toward the Pennsylvania Antiquarian Society, where I worked. Where I was president and responsible for seeing that my 40-plus employees worked. Where it was hard for anybody to work since construction was still going on, construction that had begun a couple of months earlier, when the society had received a generous grant from a grateful patron, who might kind of helped out when a dead body was holding up his mega-construction project in the suburbs. It was a wonderful gift, but the resulting construction process had produced a lot of noise, dust, and disgruntled society members. I was hoping, praying, that it would be finished by the end of the year, only a month or so away, or at least all but the painting, and that would be quiet, wouldn't it? And then, of course, the monumental task of sorting and reshelving all of our treasures, collected over the course of more than a century, would begin. I refused to think about the chaos that would involve. November was always a tricky month for getting back and forth to work. James, my drat, we still hadn't settled on labels for each other. Lover? No, not fit for proper company. Partner? That sounded like a business arrangement, although one could argue that marriage was one as well, with a legal document attached. Boyfriend? No, too high school. Sweetie? Plum dumpling? Cuddle bunny? No, too silly for two mature adults, one of whom was an FBI agent.